place of worship. Oh my. You're at the right time, in the right place with
the right people.
Amen. Amen. So good to see you and worship God together this morning. Okay. You can find some information in your bulletin. And this coming Saturday, we will have our church leadership training. So anybody who wants to know about the church ministry, and anybody, I mean, if you are a member of team or committee, you are welcome. Your presence is needed. So this coming Saturday, we will start at 9:30. For about 2 hours, we will have a big party together. Yes. May I sound a little bit weird, during the week I was sick and I took tests twice, but no COVID at all, but still I don't have a voice yet, so I may sing more and keep a few more feet away from you. So, today, this morning, Rory will lead us. So let's center our mind.
What's he doing back there?
Oh. And worship God together.
Huh. A microphone.
Oh.
Please stand for evil and join me in our call of worship. Please join me in our call to worship. O God, who lifts us up, sets us free, and watches over us, visit us this day. Lift our spirits and free our minds. Open our eyes and hearts to your words, your will, and the miracle of your whole presence, that we may encounter you in the meeting of friends and in kindness to strangers. Lift us up and set us free, O God. Watch over us, we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn is This is the Day of New Beginnings, verses 1, 4, and 5.
I'm almost done, but I can feel it when I sing it. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. Okay, here's my pen. Okay, yes. We have a few people who have birthday during the week, and we miss one person, Mr. Marvin Turnbull. Judy's father's birthday is today. He's now 97 years old.
Oh, wow.
That is it. I mean, her joy today. What joy and prayer request do you want to share and lift up together? Yes.
Steve and I have a new grandson, Graham Damian Shepherd, who was born Friday night.
Yeah.
3 weeks early, but absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 pound 19. everybody was just wonderful.
Wow.
Everybody's healthy, no issues. So very grateful.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. I can see you smile, Grandma.
Just beaming.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. Other Joey said, yes, Mary.
Well, I want to thank everybody for their prayers. I'm pain-free. I don't know how to got shingles, but I'm pain-free.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So, do you still have it, or, I mean, without pain?
We don't know. I'll know tomorrow when I see the doctor.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And other Joey said, yes.
Yeah, it was a joy to be on vacation, to be back, and yesterday we had my nephew's wedding, and it was a surprise to all of us that my brother's become ordained and he performed the service. So
yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I can see you sunburned.
Oh, yeah.
And other joys.
Chris has a joy sitting next to her.
Oh, this is my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. So great to have you, Nina. Thank you. Thank you. Other joys and concerns?
I would like for us to continue to really pray about the whole situation in the Ukraine, what is happening there. That's a very volatile situation. And we know that God can intervene if he sees fit.
Yes.
We need to keep those people in our prayers.
Yes. Thank you so much for mentioning that. I mean, Ukraine, it's so tough and complicated. I really wish all the leaders of the country think about the people first. People first. And that's self-centeredness. Thank you. Please continue to have Mike Kick in your prayers. He needs more of our prayers. I mean, he's trying to find the appropriate antibiotic for him, so please remember him in your prayers. And here's the good news. Glenda's sister, last week we shared, Glenda's sister, and now she's getting better and she's at home. So, Glenda really appreciate your prayers. And my mother-in-law has been with us quite a long, for 2 months, and it's our last Sunday. This coming the end of the week, she will be back home. So that's my kind of, yes, sad point. Now let's come to God and pray together. Eternal God, we have gathered here in the place of worship, singing hymns and praising and glorifying your name, Lord. Lord, we are amazed by the abundance of your blessings, your mercy and grace. You have cared for us in your unconditional love. Forgiveness. We are grateful for the hope, peace, and joy you bring to our lives. Lord, help us to widen our circle of lives, circle of prayers and faith, beyond our comfort zone and across the world. And help us pray for all the children of yours, especially the people who need you more, who are walking in the dark places and who are suffering and affected by that kind of violence and disease. We share our prayers and remember the people, spoken and unspoken, because we remember you. We know you listen to our prayers, Lord. Every day, Lord, help us to remember you have already provided us with all we have and help us to remember our strength and security rest in you. We can only find peace in you. May we renew our faith and grow in our relationship with you every day. And help us keep you at the center of our lives and trust in your plan and purpose for our lives. We pray for our family, friends, neighbors around us, and the people far from us, even the people the other side of the earth. The people who need you right now. We lift up all of those your children to you, Lord. And let us be your partner in ministry in this world, sharing your love with the people. Lord, we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. With my voice condition, I don't think you may want to hear my singing. So today, this morning, I want to sing a little bit louder, maybe 10% or 20% louder. Let's sing together, Children of the Heavenly Father, page number 141.
Scripture reading this morning comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 19, and also chapter 13, 8 through 9. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is notable in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For he will repay, says the Lord. And then 13, verses 8 through 9. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And any other commandments are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So today, it is a Super Bowl Sunday, so I wear this one for fun. And during the week, I found a Facebook post that was interesting. So it says, you should be as excited about church as about the Super Bowl. So, when your pastor makes a point for Gatorade over his head. So do you have your Gatorade with you? Today we will begin a new sermon series, Wesleyan Three Simple Rules. It begins with do no harm. It's interesting. We love to have some kind of guideline, do something. I don't know about you, but me, oh, don't, that's not my type, but it's part from don't. We know life is full of moments to make decisions, many kinds of decisions. So we have children, 1, 2, 3. We know they are so adorable and they have a great potential to do God's works. Amazing life. And I love to see them. Maybe in 10 years or 20 years, their lives will be shining and beautiful. And even at the early age, they make so many decisions. One of the latest one probably will be mask, right? This week, now school district changed their policy about wearing a mask. It is now optional. Some of them will be, yes! Some will be a little scared. And they have to make choice. And they need double prayers for that. And later, they will make decisions, such as what school they would go, what they would learn, and what they will do for a living. And we have decisions about where and how to live, what to do at work, or not to do, and what to say. And we make decisions that are constantly facing us. And we hope somehow we have a good counsel and advice. Somebody tell us a right one, right? And we need a bullet point. Number one, number two, number three. I love to have that. I want to have bullet point in my life. Bullet point. That's really excellent. They help us understand the point and think about the movie. They help us to know a long film like Titanic. Titanic was 195 minutes long film. 195 minutes. It's way long. You know what? I went to watch that with my wife. And I fell asleep. It was really long. But anyway, the movie really boils down to three main points. Three. A rich girl falls in love with a poor boy. Number one. The boat hits a iceberg and sinks. Number three, boy died, girl survived. That's it. That's it. That's Titanic. And you know the movie. And I chose an old movie because I don't want to be a spoiler. And you see the bullet point. That'll tell you the whole story. But they give you a foothold for understanding the story. Then what about our faith journey? How can we live our lives by God's love? How can we be disciples of Jesus Christ? We know Jesus gave us two great commandments. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbors as yourself. Yet, the question still arises. How can we love God? How can we love our neighbors? And how can we love ourselves? Because it says, love your neighbors as yourself. That means if you don't love yourself, you don't know how to love your neighbors. Then how? How? How can we cultivate the love and the gift and discipline ourselves? And these questions have grounded in our faith tradition. It is not a new question, and these are not fresh ones. Thank God, John Wesley, he gave us some bullet point to find some way to keep Jesus' great commandment. So that's why we start our series, sermon series. They will tell us the whole story of the Bible. But they give us a foothold for understanding what the story is about and what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So the Bible, it has a bunch of commands. So many of them. Can you memorize all of them? Do not be proud, do not pay anyone evil for evil, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not murder, do not commit, do not have any other gods besides me, do not take the Lord's name in vain, do not eat pork and shrimp and raisins. Oh my, I love pork chop and shrimp. What's wrong with me? So when I was little, my mom always gave me a bunch of lists. Most of them not to do. Paul, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And one day I talked to her, why? Why are you always saying don't, don't, don't? Tell me something to do. And my mom said, do what I say. And do study. The Bible continues the list, do not lie, do not judge, do not hate your siblings. Long list of don't, don't, don't. I kind of get it. Because when my nephew was a baby, his first word was mom. And the second word was not daddy. It was no. Because my friend kept talking to him, no, 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 don't do this, don't do that. So his first, and the second word was, no, whether he likes it or not. Maybe God has the same mindset when God gave all the guidelines to the Israelite people. Hey, baby, honey, don't do this, don't do this, don't harm yourself. Maybe that's why John Wesley could do no harm at first. It's simple. Then what does that mean? So we, human beings, have a divine purpose of God. Oh, I'm kind of slow. We have a divine purpose of God who created us. As we understand God's nature more and more, the divine purpose of our lives, it is the love of God. love of neighbors, where everybody is alive in their body, soul, and spirit. If they move toward the purpose, sometimes, and why it keeps moving, sometimes there are questionable behaviors. There are many decisions and happenings that are debatable around us, especially big topics such as Ukraine, Russia. They talk about defense, but it's offense. Ukraine, they want to survive, so they want to be a member of NATO. NATO, they want to have Ukraine and the United States. It's so complicated. And what about global warming? Then what does it mean? Do no harm. We have all the list of not to do in what we say and what we behave, directly or indirectly. And I think the first one we need to remember is our words. Our words can hurt other people. Sometimes one word can wound more than a sword. And of course, what we do can harm others. Do no harm? Yes, our words. And if we look at this one closely, we find it is not easy, because sometimes what we think is okay actually not okay to someone else. There are some actions we might do that are so innocent. That is apparently appear quite harmful to others. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, and I hope you enjoy the game. Me, I'm not a football person, but I know you love it. You know what? I don't even know what teams are playing today. But I'm gonna see the commercial. And I'm gonna check the score, because I wanna talk with you. But at the same time, while enjoying the Super Bowl, I hope to remember it is a sad day that the kids in the United States are kidnapped the most during the year. And I'm talking about human trafficking and slavery. Maybe sometimes I hope to have human trafficking presentation in our church. A few years ago, I took a class about human trafficking. It was a brilliant and excellent presentation. And at the end of the course, the speaker suggested a few guidelines of what to do and what not to do. And one of them was to buy fair trade items, such as coffee bean. I love coffee, you know that. I often say, I have coffee in my blood. And the coffee should be the third element of the whole I make that joke. We don't feel buying coffee is evil. I was laughing at that idea at first. But if I buy coffee, not knowing where it came from, my simple, innocent action of buying coffee could increase child laborers, child slaves in another part of the world. I never see evil in me buying coffee, but if I'm not aware of that, it could cause evil to some children. Just like that, there are things that are harmful to how we spend our time and money. And do we buy this or that? Do we shop here or there? If we step back and look and see the something we thought harmless. Well, some words we said we thought harmless could actually do something harmful. That's why in our Christian tradition we keep talking about self-examination and repentance. Sometimes what we do, which is innocent, may bring harm to others. And we need to be aware of the impact of what we choose and what we do, as well as what we say and what we behave. And we need to be mindful of what we do, because everybody, you and me, everyone we see is a child of God. And we are all connected, much, much more connected than we have thought. Bishop Desmond Tutu, he passed away last month. He was passionate about reconciliation ministry in South Africa. He has dedicated his whole life to breaking down apartheid, which was legal racism in his country. Can you believe it? Racism was officially legal in the very last 20th century, just one generation ago. I was in South Africa in 2006 and 2007, but still, they were struggling with that. Bishop Tutu has dedicated his whole life to bringing reconciliation and restoration and peace. And he was motivated by the African concept of Ubuntu. It is, I mean, we Western culture, we think, I ration, I guess, so I am, I exist. But Ubuntu means, I am because of you. I am connected, so I am, I exist. It means in order for you to be all that you are, I have to be who I am. In order to be all that I can be, you have to be all you can be, because we are all connected. A few years ago, it was just before harvest season, and one of the farmers that I know told me, he said, he couldn't sleep in the harvest season. So I asked him, why? Please tell me more about that. What bothers you to sleep? Having work or the amount of the harvest? Because his farm was really huge. He said, I made a contract with a food company, and I have a certain amount of corn and beans, soybeans, to produce. But if I couldn't harvest the amount, meet the amount, people in another part of the world could be in lack of food. They are not going to have food on their table, and I'm really scared of it. Wow. That was my aha moment. You know, I couldn't sleep on that night. Wow. What can I preach to the people? Ubuntu. That is Ubuntu. We are all connected to each other. If you are a teacher, you make a great impact, not only to your students, but also their family and their community and the world. No matter what you do, our lives are connected to one another and bringing huge impact. Our lives are intertwined. And our culture says it is so independent. Freedom. We are so individuals. Freedom is our priority. So we can choose whatever we want to choose. But the Bible doesn't say that. What we do with our lives impact what others do with their lives, and it comes back to us. Sometimes I keep reminding of this one. You know what? When I go home, and if my first word out of my mouth is criticism, I have to be grounded in that, in my Lord. With that in mind, the thing we can do for ourselves to make ourselves joyful, I think the first thing we need to do is to love and bless. If we bless our friend, our spouse, children, and neighbors, they are fully alive in God. And the blessings come back to us. And we have to be aware of what we do. And we have to examine what decision is going to cause harm. And we need to stop harm. Do no harm. Because we know we are the children of God. And I'm the child of God. You are the child of God. And everybody we see, nobody is perfect. There are so many things we cannot agree on with others. There are people whose values are not the same as mine. What they are doing might. What they are doing might not be compatible with my belief. But that doesn't mean they are not the children of God. Or they don't have the sacred image of God. There is nothing, nothing more important than God's love. We do no harm because we know we are all connected much more than we feel and think. We do no harm because we realize how vulnerable everybody is, especially in our time, and how much pain we all have gone through. We do no harm because we recognize something more important than anything else. It is God knows you, God knows your name, and our brokenness, weakness, wound, pain, hurt have been taken by Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And our scripture says, God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Owe no one anything except to love one another. Love your neighbors as yourself. We do no harm, not only in our words, deeds, and behaviors, but also in our decision, action. Do no harm. Maybe this cracking noise harm your ears. I just happened to think about Jesus. On the last night, he knew what's going to happen. In a couple of hours, one of his disciples who spent 3 years like a family, he's going to betray him. And in 12 hours, he's going to be tortured and sentenced to death. In 24 hours, he's going to be dying. And he had power and he could do something, but he didn't do that. Do no harm. Because he knew something great is over there in his action. And he sacrificed his life to give us the example of love. As we share the bread and wine, we remember that. We keep that into our heart. Let's pray.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Bless each one of us and these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Lord, make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. Lord, we give you thanks for the example of Jesus. Amen. Please peel the first layer for the bread. This is the body of Jesus Christ. Here the second layer. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. If you didn't have chocolate or just Kit Kat, please take it. Happy Valentine's Day. So I have red, pink, and white. I think that represents love, love, love. And we are grateful for God's love. And I can see your smile. I can feel it. I can feel it. This moment, with all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, we present ourselves. Time, talent, and gift to God. Amen.
Closing hymn, Give Thanks, number 2036.
compassion, and righteousness for all.
We go to serve God's people.
Bring healing, hope, and new life wherever you go.
We go as disciples of Christ.
God will go with you, nurture you, and serve you. Strengthen you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.